News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Really interesting. We know that things have changed and more people are working from home. And apparently there is quite a disproportionate swing of men working from home while women are still going out of the home to work. And has that affected how the share of the housework and the home chores has been split up? Is the modern man now doing their fair share of housework? And for more on this, I'm joined by Dr. Tom McClant, a lecturer in philosophy at the University of Cambridge. Good morning to you. It does not appear working from home men are getting stuck in and hoovering the house and doing the dishes.
No, it looks like working from home hasn't really helped. It still remains the case that men are doing less than their fair share of the housework.
Okay. And do we have any idea why that is? Why these gendered kind of roles in the house? Like, there's nothing inherently feminine about stacking a dishwasher. So why is this so stubbornly refusing to change?
Yeah, there's a few factors that could be explaining it. One thing that me and my collaborators are working on is this. It's that men and women are actually trained to see the home environment differently. So if you're walking around the home, men don't see the jobs in the way that women do. That means they're less likely to notice what needs doing and also less likely to notice when their partners have to do the job for them instead.
So some of the chores at home are sort of invisible to them. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That invisibility is the problem. But the important thing is this isn't an inevitable invisibility. This is something you can fix with a bit of self-training.
So it's
you can learn to
learned
see.
Learned invisibility is sort of was what was so.
Yeah,
but are we saying it's not their fault? Like what are we actually saying?
It's difficult. So I don't think this is really an excuse. So imagine this. Imagine someone's driving down the road and goes through a red light and they say, "I didn't see it." That's not really much of an excuse because they should have been looking, right? And I think the same thing applies in the domestic environment. If a fella's casually walking around the house, he might not see that the crumbs need wiping up and so on, but he should be looking at some point. And if he looked, then he'd see. And the more often you look, the more tuned into it you'll be. So I think there's still responsibility there. It doesn't let you off the hook.
Okay, so you're not completely faultless, even though there is that. Here's a question for you. And obviously I am a woman, but I will out myself here, Tom, and say that I'm kind of a messy woman. I kind of throw things around a bit myself, and I wouldn't be as fussy about, you know, I'm not exactly a domestic goddess, let's just say. So and the women I know that have immaculate houses put themselves under enormous pressure to do so. They're constantly cleaning, they're constantly in motion. I think it must be exhausting and painful. I don't choose to do that. Is there an element of that women's standards are very high, possibly too high, but also that they're putting themselves under a rake of pressure to do that? And men maybe just aren't bothered to be so, I don't know, so conformist or perfectionist or something.
Yeah, exactly. We absorb those gender roles from a young age. So you absorb this conception of what it is to be a good man and what it is to be a good woman. And being a good man has very little to do with housework, and being a good woman does. It doesn't matter if you don't actually believe in those values. You've absorbed them, so you can't help but see the world that way sometimes.
Okay. And so I suppose I have some sympathy, is what I'm saying, for the men in that, like, I do have friends who I'd be on the phone to or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, I'm just cleaning away as we chat," as I'm lying on my bed as we chat. And I think, why are you doing this?
Why?
Yeah. You know, I know their houses look fabulous, but I couldn't be bothered with, you know,
I'm with you.
So plumping pillows and moving scatter cushions every 5 minutes. I couldn't be bothered with it.
Yeah, exactly. The scatter cushions isn't an essential job, is it? So yeah, the different standards thing could explain some of it. But what we see is there's differences when it comes to the really fundamental jobs as well. So like doing the laundry, getting dinner cooked, stuff where you can't say it's to do with having higher standards. It's stuff that all parties agree need to be done, and yet the men aren't seeing the jobs. So I think your standards thing is part of the story, but not the whole story, maybe.
Okay, so even the essentials, as you say, like cooking a meal or those kinds of things are sliding as well.
Exactly.
Okay. And is this all nurture rather than nature? Is that what I'm taking from what you're saying? Or mostly that?
Yeah, we think mostly nurture. I mean, think about the toys that young kids are often given. Girls are often given kind of domestic toys. You get a kitchen set or a doll, whereas the boys are given, you know, trucks and guns and things. And that means from an early age, you're getting tuned into domestic tasks if you're a girl, and not at all tuned into domestic tasks if you're a boy. And that continues also with the role models you see around you as well. So you're kind of absorbing this way of seeing the world, and that's then affecting how you see the world in later life.
Okay, that's very interesting. And so maybe last question for you, is it mums then passing this down to daughters, that and kind of grooming them into the ways of domesticity?
It can be, even if it's not deliberate, if you're brought up in a family with quite traditional gender roles, again, it doesn't matter if you want to reject those gender roles, that's what you've absorbed. So that can still be affecting you today, even if you're trying to live life in a different way.
It's really interesting. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Professor Tom McClelland, lecturer in philosophy at the University of Cambridge.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.